The report from the General Agricultural and Plantation Workers Union of Zimbabwe says more than 60% of farm workers said they were tortured and forced to leave the farms that were their homes during seizures since 2000. The report says farm workers reporting such abuse outnumber their former white farmer employers by 100 to 1. The report was produced for Zimbabwe's largest union by the Research and Advocacy Unit and the Agricultural Advocacy Group, Justice for Agriculture. Researchers found many workers forced to leave the farms went to towns. A few went to neighboring countries to seek work, and the minority remained on the farms working for the beneficiaries of the land, usually senior members of ZANU-PF. Some found shelter in neighboring communal lands. The report says some white farmers who have kept in contact with their workers after they were all evicted estimate about 40% of their employees have died since they were evicted. The union's long-serving general secretary, Gertrude Hambira, says membership in the union has declined dramatically. She says the aim of the study was to bring the plight of farm workers, the leaders of the Southern Africa Development Community.
Prior to the land reform program, we used to have a membership of 150,000, but today we have 25,000 members left. This is an appeal to SADC leaders to end violence on Zimbabwe's farms.
About three quarters of those interviewed for the study said they believed those who had invaded the farms and harmed them should be prosecuted. The same number said they would like to turn the clock back to before 2000 and reclaim lives lost when the farm invasions began. The report says this is despite the fact that in the 1990s, there was an urgent need for better living and working conditions for farm workers. Their losses of possessions averaged out at less than $200, but included clothes, pots, pans, and beds that they say they can never replace. They also lost land on the farms where they grew crops themselves and chickens and other livestock, and most importantly, the homes in which they lived. Many farm workers told researchers their families were divided as their children were living with relatives or friends. A majority of those interviewed said they sought relief from the Zimbabwe Republic Police during invasions, but were not helped because they were told the workers' traumas on the farms were political. Workers told researchers that traditional leaders, ZANU-PF members, and people who claimed to be veterans of the Liberation War were mostly responsible for their abuse. Before land invasions, the report said about 1.8 million people lived and worked on white farms, and many of them, like their employers, became supporters of the Movement for Democratic Change, which nearly defeated ZANU-PF in elections in 2000. It was after these elections that the majority of violent land seizures took place. Some workers from farms still occupied by whites say they are continuously being threatened. The man whose identity was protected for fear of retribution said he did not understand why. He said the workers were unable to live peacefully in their homes because they fear abduction, that they will be forced to disappear or even killed. Workers employed by white farmers who last year sought and won relief from the Regional Court of Last Resort, the SADC Tribunal, feel particularly vulnerable, the report says, because their farms are targeted in extremely violent takeover attempts. The report says this is because the tribunal ordered the then ZANU-PF government of President Robert Mugabe to leave the farmers and their workers in peace. Another older worker in charge of a valuable engine on a farm complained he was forced to turn it on for invaders. The workers say the invaders arrive at any time they choose and force him to operate the engine. He asks why would they hold a gun on him? Why is he being forced to do something against his will? An old man who, despite his advanced years, still needs to work for food on the table, laments the situation. He said his heart is broken and bleeding because the goal of those involved in land seizures is not to build the country, but to destroy it. Commercial Farmers Union President Dion Turan, who has been evicted, recalls with evident emotion a moment in the early days of land invasions when his employee, Paradzai, disappeared in the tumult of the eviction.
The next day, the police contacted me and said to me, you can come and fetch Paradzai. And I said, well, can you just give him some money? Tell him to come to the farm. And they said, no. They said to me, you can come and fetch his body. Paradzai was my right-hand man. He'd been with me for many, many years. He had 7 children.
Gertrude Hambira is hoping to take her report to SADC leaders and diplomats in the region. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News.